shock. My bonafide brethren, the man who was holding the Black Star flag higher in Amsterdam, yeah, representing Africa all over. In Del Festival, you saw his fireworks. Right here in Kwaku, we have witnessed a lot of magic works from Osagyefo. Osagyefo alongside Anthony B, you saw it. Osagyefo opening stage for Alpha Blondie. We witnessed it. He comes for show we. Osagyefo alongside the Jamaican veteran, Lord Ferasis. It was fire. On a jam rock rhythm, living it up. Rastafari, leave it, must be lift up, yeah? We leave it up.
Radio, don't kill people.
We leave it up. Come to sing about Mama Africa. Osagyefo is his name. He's not a criminal, he's not a gangster. He might just simple entertainer. Come to sing about Mama Africa.
When me touch the mic, you know for no say niceness. Consciousness, me come for create awareness. Show them that them know so we no check for slackness. And fire, we are blaze on them greediness. Keep the fire hot up, we make Babylon scatter. Babylon a crumble down to sister them a holla. Them no give thanks unto the father. Me come here so for defending that he saw them harder. Osagyefo is my name. I'm not a gangster, I'm just a simple entertainer. Come to sing about Mama Africa. Osagyefo is my name. I'm not a criminal, I'm not a gangster, I'm just a simple entertainer. Come to sing about Mama Africa. Everybody cry for me, everybody send for me, everybody shout for me. My music is the remedy. No say me no fancy, no say me no greedy. Come for show them unity. What a sweet melody. Freedom from jealousy, no jollivity. Respect humanity. Sister them a follow me. Them say them check for me. Them no say me already. Them say them want for me. Everybody know me. Osagyefo is my name. I'm not a criminal, I'm not a gangster, I'm just a simple entertainer. Come to sing about Mama Africa. Osagyefo is my name. I'm not a criminal, I'm not a gangster, I'm just a simple entertainer. Come to sing about Mama Africa. We leave it up. Rastafari, liberty, a free step up. We leave it up. Wickedness must burn up. Boom. We leave it up. Rastafari, liberty, a free step up. We leave it up. Wickedness must burn up.
Osagyefo is his name. He's not a criminal, he's not a gangster. He might just simple entertainer. Come to sing about Mama Africa. Osagyefo is his name. He's not a criminal, he's not a gangster. He might just simple entertainer. come to sing about Mama Africa.
Osagyefo,
Osagyefo,
it's my name. I'm not a criminal. I'm not a gangster.
Well, picking up the whole The Point crew. And 21 gun salute, Rich Now. Bravo himself, yeah? I'm not a criminal, I'm not a gangster, I'm just a simple entertainer. Come to sing about Mama Africa. Shout out to the Idrin, Skella, Cryness, Passy.
I smoke no coke. Can't get bad man fit walk. I want to some bomb. What am I trying? Start your foot up on this right now. Anywhere. This is what I tell them. Enough
of them I wonder what we smoke. And biggest I grade. Biggest I grade. Enough of them I wonder what we smoke. The ganja when me I smoke down to ever under grace. Enough of them I wonder what we smoke. And biggest I grade, biggest I grade. Enough of them I wonder what we smoke. The ganja where me I smoke down to ever under grace. Is a healing, healing of the nation. It was found on the grave of Solomon. It is so good for meditation. You know me music gives my inspiration. Me come here so fi big up, big up the farmer man. Who a water and the toddy ganja plant. Me smoke it anyway at police station. I saw me fear and I saw me a good hand. Boom! Enough of them I wonder what we smoke. And biggest I grade, biggest I grade. Enough of them I wonder what we smoke. The ganja when me I smoke down to ever under grace. Enough of them I wonder what we smoke. And biggest I grade, biggest I grade. Enough of them I wonder what we smoke. The ganja when me I smoke down to ever under grace. We are the top of top, we come in show now. From the biggest I grade, we not afraid of the cops. And when we bust the place, the whole place get that one. Choke out, shut out, some boy slash the coat. Probably not act like a soap in a bath. Moving on, stop, till yourself a good job. Mr. Warrior, Mr. Make you stand up. Come here with the fire, Mr. Straight with the cop. Enough of them, I wonder what we smoke. And biggest I grade, biggest I grade. Enough of them, I wonder what we smoke. The ganja when me I smoke down to ever under grace. Enough of them, I wonder what we smoke. And biggest I grade, biggest I grade. Enough of them, I wonder what we smoke. The ganja when me I smoke down to ever under grace. What am I trying? Can't tell me smoke, man, I smoke no poor.
I hope each and every one is enjoying themselves. This one is live and direct straight from Ghana, Africa. You don't know, never mess. Let it go, when I wear school.
I want them fear something.
Enough of them, I wonder what we smoke.
Don't realize I grade, realize I grade. Enough of them, I wonder what we smoke. The ganja that we smoke,
enough
of them I wonder what we smoke. The realize high grade, realize high grade.
Enough of them I wonder what we smoke.
What? The ganja that we smoke,
that is the healing,
healing of the nation.
It was found on the grave of Solomon. It is so good for meditation. You know me music gives my inspiration. Become yourself a big up, you know my man. Who are water and nature, the ganja plant. Me smoke it anyway at police station. I told me here and I told me I go tan.
What?
Enough of them I wonder what we smoke.
The realest high grade, biggest high grade.
Enough of them I wonder what we smoke.
The ganja that we smoke,
don't you ever undergrace.
Enough of them I wonder what we smoke. The realest high grade, biggest high grade.
Enough of them I wonder what we smoke.
The ganja that we smoke,
don't you ever undergrace.
You can never underrate the pure, realest high grade that we deal with here in Amsterdam. Osagyefo, my bonify, brethren.
I'm
coming in a silent fashion.
For my ladies.
In a silent fashion.
I want to stop working for this girl, them.
In a silent fashion. Girl, you too gorgeous. All of them and them are give you compliments. Yes, yes, you too gorgeous. And you come around, you bring excitement. Me love you see you come around. The way you whine and go down. You proud, you know, bouncing dollar or pound. Yellow wine till booty touch ground. Better stay far if you not say you a clown. She not discriminate yet, whether black or brown. She come in ya, she come check with sound. Girl physically fit, she looks so stout. She the mommy side, I feel very proud. She give me the daggering, she make me fix
itself. Me give you armoring, fi make she back it up. I'll be self stubborn, fi make she cock it up, yo. Girl, you too gorgeous. All of them and them are give you compliments. Yes, yes, you too gorgeous. And you home a run, you bring excitement. Woman a flirt in a silent fashion. How she a bubble in a good condition. How she a flesh with a vibration. Miss the wine it up, what a sensation. Become your puffy, show me appreciation. Yeah, see a move in me expectation. Should I watch no face, no confusion. Become your puffy, show me adoration. This girl no take no intimidation. Among the girl them, no competition. Balance it in a good position. That one you're fresh in and a second hand. Girl, you too gorgeous. All of them and them I give you compliments. Yes, yes, you too gorgeous. And you come around, you bring excitement. Well, I mean she come, yeah, come meet. She come backstage, just be come greet me. She knows the man no fake, she knows the man a real. She love in all me after that me confidence. She says she want a man who can post like me. She says she want a man who can flex like me. She says she want a man who can DJ like me. She says she want a man who can talk like me. She give me some love so that I can see. She help me feeling A, B, C, D. Even Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Ti. I want some boy. Girl, you too gorgeous. All of them and them I give you compliments. Yes, yes, you too gorgeous. And you come around, you bring excitement.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Me love to see you come around. The more you whine and go down, you proud, you know about it. It's a lot of sound. Yellow wine, he put it on ground. Better stay far if you not say you a clown. She not discriminate whether black or brown. She come in, yeah. She come check with sound. Girl physically fit. She looks so stout. She do by me side. I be very proud. She cock it up, yeah.
Yo, this is Rocky P.
Yeah, you too gorgeous. A lot of them and them are giving you compliments. Yes, yes, you too gorgeous. You come around, you bring excitement. Yeah, you too gorgeous.
Osajifo, the simple entertainer,
you too gorgeous.
Our ambassador, yeah. You too gorgeous. Let's lick some fire from Babylon, yeah. That is his tradition. Just them.
Babylon, I hope each and every one is enjoying themselves. This one is live and direct straight from Ghana, Africa. We don't know. And I'll just let it go when I'll be too much.
Yo, this is Rock the Beat. Rock the Beat.
please turn up. Oh, please turn up. Babylon have been with this fish war. The whole place mad, mad, mad. It a mad up. Yeah, yeah. The girl them say, them love it by free and flow. And the boy them say, them love how the thing go. Be a niceness, we no throw no go. We come fi nice it up, be the young and the old. Say we come, in a the club. Funny boy up in what this fish where we used to have reggae music just once in a week. Them time there, hungry pan GBC. Something way fun show, what's the biggest MC? Can't forget my license, Pullman Canteen. Councillor Hayes and Felix Bell. President Kent of XOC. Tis the wheel of ragamuffin. The road wasn't easy cause the artists them weren't that many. You won't play a son of you. Oh, please,
I want each and every one to say,
reggae dance to this one. This
life is already
is mad up.
I'm
no place mad up.
Never
let you know go when I'm so down. Rise from the slum, I want the lyrical gunshot. Shatter Wale, the fans them ball out. Rats cuckoo from the main summer home. Red eye, now your fire shut it up. For me pattern touch it, the whole play just burn up. Big up Jupiter, DJ body and beast for not forgetting Stone Boy the Benetton. Artillery, I take pursuit. Straight from the top, fire strength. But don't come out, no. This is fire, the
wish your brother all the best.
It's not a competition to find who is the best. See a boy, a boy, say he better than the rest.
Wow!
Mighty God, God is the highest. We went some time, brother, you can't tell.
Oh, yeah. I hope each and every one is enjoying this. This one is live and direct straight from God. How about that?
Anywhere.
You don't know. Ever blessed. Let's go now. We are
going to be better than the rest. Almighty God, God is the best. We went some time, brother, you can test. Them was the boss, they were so interest. What makes you think
that you better than the rest?
Don't you hurt your brother,
don't you hurt your sister,
don't you hurt your
mother.
Love one another, love each other. You got to be your brother's keeper. Don't be separated by religion. Put away your denomination. Don't be separated by color or creed. We don't want no more tribalism. Heart of fire, burnism, and schisms. That's why we sit down, punish your redeem. Fire blaze, please racism.
Life is not a race, wish your brother all the best.
It's not a competition to find who is the best. See a boy, a post, he better than the rest. Almighty God. Yes, we went up, brother, you can test. Them was the boss, they were not so interest. What makes you think that you better than the rest?
The voice of my Idrin Osage for the simple entertainer. Yo, when the music is nice, what do? We holla and pull it, yeah? From his album, The Simple Entertainer. Life is not a race.
Oh, yeah.
Na, 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 na.
this time and always live from God.
See a boy, I'm posted, you better than the rest.
Let's go when I was my dear.
Well, warming up the airwaves and preparing the way for the simple entertainer for him to come through, yeah? Straight at 11:30, I will be going down into the Royal Continent and juggle and raggle with him, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, na, 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 yeah. You heard? We don't want no what? More tribalism. Fire, hatter, abon those negativity, eh? Life is not a race and it's not a competition. Wish your brother all the best. Bringing us 11:25. Let me welcome my Idrin Rastari from the Jam Mission. Live! In the building, live. Tariq, what you say?
Now watch no face. We give thanks and praise every time I come. Big up, Grandmaster.
Yeah. I will. Creeping on. Just 5 minutes for me to take my guest of the day, Osagyefo, my bona fide brethren, the simple entertainer, on his album, Can't Fool I.
End up in a sorrow.
can fool I man tomorrow. Come and mess with me again, then you go get it in a tomorrow. Them fi not swim in a play, I show you not fi end up in a sorrow. Babylon a come around, yeah, a sage fool, me not afraid of them blow. Because of them, I fi be boom tool, them want fi give me a cent and me not get caught.
Whoa, exactly 30 minutes down south, the hour of 11, yeah. Right here in your number one station for the nation, Razo, on 105.2 on the ether, 103.8 on the cable. The Thursday night showcase heavily activated out here. The second phase entering into the royal continent of civilization to go and reason with the right honorable Osa Jefo, the man who needs no introduction under normal circumstance in Amsterdam and in Europe. But yeah, we will drill it as it's a showbiz, international showbiz business. People are listening all over the world, Australia, America, and the royal continent itself, Africa. Osa Jefo.
Blessed be brother, Grandmaster Blaze. Grandmaster Blaze.
Fire, greetings.
Greetings, my brother.
It's my greatest privilege and honor to have you live and direct
on
the line.
Man. Same way. Same way, Grandmaster Blaze. My greatest privilege and honor as well.
How is Aya doing and how is Aya feeling?
Everything is blessed, you know, Africa, you know, Ghana. You know, home sweet home. I am in Ghana. Everything is fine, my brother. Musically, everything is fine. Now we've taken reggae music to another level in Ghana. Now it's big.
Big, big. Like the way it used to be.
Yeah, man. Bigger than before. Ah.
Yeah, man. Height. More than what you used to
blessed,
do.
My brother.
Yes, I am. In a few words, how would Osa Jefo will introduce himself to the listeners who don't know you, who are listening across the other seas like Australia,
man,
America?
Osa Jefo is an artist. You know, my real name is Dennis Afram. You don't know, born and bred in Kumasi, but musically, music took me to the capital city, you know, because not much was happening in Kumasi. So Osa Jefo is a reggae artist from Ghana. Born and bred in Ghana, you know, started music from way back, you know, in the late 90s, I formed a band called the Militant Youth, you know, that used to be one of the top bands during Rasta festivities, like during Emperor Haile Selassie's celebration and coronation, and Marcus Garvey Day, Kwame Nkrumah Day. But the biggest thing started in 2006, okay, when Bob Marley, there was a tribute to Bob Marley concert in Ghana. And Osa Jefo was among the few Ghanaian artists selected to perform on the same stage with the Marley family. You know, and from there, bigger things, you know, Osa Jefo came to Holland by Black Star Foundation and all them things. So now we are in Ghana to make it big in Ghana, you know, because home is the best place. Now the more of the focus is at home now. You know, we want to make it big home. That is it.
Awol, Osaji, for us, we know you, no doubt with your works, you know. What does Osa Jefo mean and why did you choose the name Osa Jefo as your brand name?
Yeah, man, Grandmaster Blaze, you know, Osa Jefo means a liberator, a freedom fighter, and a redeemer. You know, and me, everybody know me, say I've been a rebel, you understand, because there are a lot of things in Africa which is not right. And Osa Jefo, Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, according to his works, inspired me a lot, because we know when it comes to the liberation of Africa and Ghana, Osadifo played a very important role, you know, and the meaning of Osadifo is a redeemer, a liberator, and my music is about that, because I don't just sing, you know, because we have a mission. We sing about the things, we sing about the problems, you know, so that's the reason why I chose the name Osadifo.
Enough respect for that, you know, but because me, myself, I like it. The Osadifo, it means something great for we all.
Yeah,
I have looked enough of your tunes, you know, from your some tunes that you did out here in Amsterdam with Stiko Experience, them, some couple of tunes.
Give thanks.
The Ragamuffin Girl with Rastonto, your Kogari. You know, I've gone through your diary, the old diary, you know. Would you like to
give thanks, Ruben?
Would you like to tell us how your career began and where it has taken you so far?
Yeah, man, you know, Osadifo started reggae music as a real mission, you know, growing up as a Rasta youth. You know, Ghana is more of a high life and a hip life, but Osadifo chose reggae music because of the information and education that reggae music gives to us. You know, we started listening to Bob Marley, Peter Tosh, and came in Buju Banton and Shabarangs and all them people, you know. I chose reggae music and I've never regretted, because in the first time it was a passion for me before it became a profession. So right now, Osadifo, I've been to places like Hungary, I've been to places like Czech, I've been to Germany, Holland. You know, in Holland people know me. So the reggae journey has never been easy, but the mission and the mission aspect of it is what is keeping us moving all the time. And to me, it has become a success, because right now Osadifo is one of the pillars in Ghana reggae. You cannot do any show, any authentic reggae show, without booking Osadifo. Then it's not credible. There is no show in Ghana which is a real authentic reggae and Osadifo will not come into consideration. So far so good. It has been a great time, you know, and for now, when we started, it was very hard. There was nothing like Ghana reggae industry, but now the attention has come to reggae. You know, everybody is seeing how the reggae industry can be built up in Ghana, and Osadifo happened to be one of the young veterans in it. So it has been sweet and fun, you know.
Okay, very, because me, I know your capacity. And me, I can't talk for you. Your work speaks for itself. But the records in Ghana, you are one of the famed reggae soldiers that are sustaining the purity and authenticity.
And Gama Sablaze, you know, nobody has defended reggae practically like me. I've never compromised reggae music.
Yeah.
You cannot disrespect reggae. You know, Ghana has been a place, the music business has been a matter of favoritism, where people are trying to promote fake reggae music because they want to put their friend to show as if they are the reggae icon. Osadifo has been the artist who has stand in the forefront of this to defend authentic reggae. Yeah, man. Any platform, I've faced everybody in discussing what is reggae music and how the mission aspect of it should not be taken out of it. Because some people are trying to promote fake reggae. They want to take out the authenticity and the positive vibe out of reggae, all in the name of music is business. Fine, music is business, but since we were born, we know Bob Marley, Culture, Burning Spear, Jacob Miller, Bonnie Wheeler. We know they were doing reggae business, but they were doing positive business, just like selling Marcus Garvey. Osadifo has been one of the artists who has stood in this thing to defend the authenticity and the informative and educative aspect of reggae music.
You've been staging your own events without sponsors. How many times in a year do you and stage your own events?
Yeah, you know, when Osadifo, when I moved from Holland to Ghana, you know, I contributed a lot, because we realized that the industry players in Ghana are sidelining the real talent and the real authentic, especially the Rasta artists them. So Osadifo, I saw the need of setting up my crew so that we can put up our own shows. You know, so up till since that time, Osadifo has been doing my own shows without sponsors, because we have the link. And we are small acts that cut big trees, you know, because we are capable of doing everything. You know, we have the contact. We know how to bring the things them, how to link the people them for the support. So I've been doing it, and it's getting bigger. It keeps getting bigger and bigger every day. Because in Ghana, if you say you would depend on the industry players, you will be there till you get yourself retired, you know. So I don't wait for the industry players. Mm-hmm. I am much focused on the fans. Mm-hmm. I'm much focused on the people, you know. So we always create a platform where the people will come and interact with us. Mm-hmm. And through that, our fan base in Ghana has get so bigger and bigger and bigger. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Talking about that, me, myself, I have experience of you. You as a first African Ghanaian DJ. Let's put Shashadems aside, giving me the mic to introduce you at Mellow Yellow in Amsterdam. You organize your own show. Osajifu.
Yeah, them time, you know, in Caprice.
Yeah, man.
Discipline called Waterhole. You know, all those places are not reggae places. Like Waterhole was not the reggae places. But I used to go there and show them that I'm a reggae artist and I want to bring reggae vibe to the place. And the people, yeah, man, they agreed. And respect to this brother, may his soul rest in perfect peace. This brother, Stiko Experience. Stiko. You know this brother, Stiko Experience?
Osaji.
Yeah, Stiko Experience was a man who also supported me a lot because he was a versatile musician playing all sort of instruments. So I used to link him up places like Mellow, Waterhole. Me and Stiko were just busting up the whole place. So we have that experience of organizing a show there. Even I did a show in Caprice where I booked Prez Donnelly, Man Jafari of 90 Degrees Sound System. So, you know, I know the road, yeah, man. And I brought all those experience to Ghana and kept it moving. Now we our platform is the one, even Satawale, it's my youth. My platform also helped to boss Satawale, Raskuku, Conqueror, all of them. You know, it's a Sajifu's consistency and most of my platforms is the one that gave most of the youth them their first appearance till they became big artists in Ghana. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Mm-hmm.
A real foundation member. Big up yourself and maintain your position.
Straight.
The same. Saji. So, yeah, you were talking about Stiko Experience. Of course, yes, he's no more. May he so rest in peace. You know?
Yes, I.
You know, sorry. Tell us about Reggae Network in Ghana.
Yeah, man, Reggae Network Ghana is an organization which Osaji for happens to be one of the founding members. Reggae Network Ghana is an organization, it's a movement which we formed to push the reggae music in Ghana. Because we realized that the music, which happens to be the mother of all the music with the Musician Union of Ghana, was sidelined reggae music. They were not giving the reggae music the attention that it needed. And we were always fighting them. But we realized that fighting them without a solution was just in vain. So we realized that we need to set up a movement called the Reggae Network Ghana. And so far, that is the only authentic reggae organization in Ghana. Nothing of that sort has happened yet. So I linked my crew them, and we sat down and formed Reggae Network Ghana. That is going to be an organization which we are going to use to push up our things as the music was not giving reggae music that attention that it needed. So Reggae Network Ghana is an organization which was formed because of the fact that reggae music was sidelined in this country by the mother organization, which is the Musician Union of Ghana. And so far, Reggae Network Ghana has been the only authentic reggae organization ever. When we formed it, people were thinking it was just going to be a 9-day wonder. But so far, Reggae Network Ghana is 4 years old now, and we've achieved a lot, you know, exposing most of upcoming artists like Raskuku passed through our platform, Conqueror, all of them. You know, we've been consistent and never stopped working yet, you know, and we're still active. So Reggae Network Ghana is an alternative organization that came to Ghana to bring all small networks under one umbrella to push reggae music in Ghana.
I will. It's just 4 years since this network is established.
Yes, but he's done a lot of greater things.
Okay. We suspect you to be a founder of Reggae Culture TV, which circulates visual of reggae dancehall performances by Ghanaian reggae dancehall artists on social media for fans to watch What motivated the establishment of Reggae Culture TV?
Yeah, man, you know, Grandma Sable, you know, now we are in the digital world, you know, now we have the opportunity to use the internet to promote itself. Unlike those days where radio alone was the only source of promotion, you know, and we realized that though we have the network, we need another thing that can show the rest of the world what is happening in Ghana. So me and my brethren them sat down together and formed the Reggae Culture TV, which goes to events, not only my shows, but go to events in Ghana and update the world about what is happening in Ghana. So it also came about because of the strategic means, because we realized that we need to strategize our movement. You know, after the Reggae Network Ghana, we need a visual, because when people watch what we are doing to update them, it's also very important in the music business. So we formed Reggae Network Ghana that will take coverages of shows in Ghana to update the rest of the world what we are doing in Ghana.
I will. We have also rumors of Akuma Village being regarded as Ghanaian reggae dancehall headquarters. Defend this to convince us that it's really the genre's headquarters in Ghana.
Yeah, man, for sure, you know, undisputed, you know, because aside from myself, Akuma Village is where it all started with me, too. You know, I was a youth after school. When I came to Accra, Akuma Village was one of the places that we used to hang out, because that was where the reggae music was going on by then. Those times, there was nothing like reggae, even though we had Felix Bell and Simple Man Kanti and all those people. But those people who were sustaining the reggae when it comes to live performances were the Rastas. And Akuma Village happened to be the venue where we used to keep our 23rd July, 2nd November, like the Rasta festivities, and also like the African AU Day and all those things. So it's been the place that has been sustaining reggae music for a long time. But I can say this time it has got very hotter, because right now we have the internet, we have information is there. First, we couldn't have a platform where we can disseminate information to the rest of the world. But now we have the internet and everything. So Akuma Village now has got that massive promotion that has solidify the place being the headquarters of reggae music in Ghana. You know, Akuma is it because sometimes the whole Ghana become dormant, no show, but Akuma Village will still be doing shows. Akuma Village has been a consistent place, you know, even though people fight us because it's been a place run by Rasta people, you know. You know how Ghana be, like how more Ghana retail. Tell me how come down in Jamaica so many people say la fight Rasta. In Ghana too, they are fighting us. Even they want to take us out of the reggae business. People will fight you, hey, reggae is not Rasta. Fine, reggae is not Rasta. We know that if reggae is not Rasta, that means it's for all, whether Sakura or Rasta. But in Ghana, when an industry player says reggae is not Rasta, that means he means total elimination of Rasta. Because Ghanaians want to create their own reggae music, which is completely void of any Rasta element. So Akuma Village has been the shows that promote the Rasta element. It has been a place where we've set up the platform for all, you know, indiscriminately. We don't discriminate, we don't segregate. As long as you are for reggae music, you are welcome. So Akuma Village is indeed the reggae headquarters of Ghana from way back. And even now, it has been established fully.
I will. So right now, we're good to go, right?
Mad.
I hope each and everyone is enjoying themselves. This one is live and direct straight from Ghana, Africa. You don't know. Ever blessed. Let's go. Now we are school.
Another break. Saji.
Saji Fu. The simple entertainer.
We drink some water and come back, yeah?
From Ghana.
No problem, brother.
Ahu this, Osage Fu, the simple entertainer. On the
yes,
attitude.
I mean,
each and everyone is enjoying themselves. This one is live and direct straight from Ghana, Africa.
Classic.
You don't know.
Osage Fu,
let it go.
The simple entertainer. Straight from Ghana. When I come here, Sophie joke, me come here, Sophie keep it regular. Raga, raga, them phenomena, you have the stamina. No matter where me go, no matter where me stay, you can't change my vibes and my flow. We not bow down low, whoa, whoa. We not stoop low.
Me not love the back of feel. Show them say me and them in a no deal. Some man for no say, man a rebel for real. Me they are still wicked, them can't hold me, can't try me. I me run the place, but now see me fierce, cause me good to go. Me good to go, bad man them can't hold me, can't touch me. Everybody shout for me, them send for me, me good to go. Me good to go. How are them feel like them things that we go down? We bought it off in me, them run out of town, yo. Them things say, me a go beg. Now kill me brother for a dollar upon. What them feel like, them things say, me a go cry. Come give them a smile, make them no say we not from. No matter what them a go do, them can. Take away me crown, make me show them how you go. Can't say you not go, so. Any how you do it, me tell you say I saw you go. Can't choose free move, so. Or turn suck who ya son up. Of what they saw. Wicked them can't hold me, can't try me. I mean run the place, but now see me fierce, cause me good to go. Me good to go, bad man them can't hold me, can't touch me. Everybody shout for me, them send for me, me good to go. Me good to go. Us are the fool, the simple entertainer.
I hope each and every one is enjoying them.
Straight from Ghana.
This one is live and direct straight from Ghana.
We come here for to keep it regular.
Rock out, rock out,
then we know we have the stamina. No matter where me go, no matter what me say, can't change my vibes and my flow. We not bow down low. We not stoop low. Wicked them can't hold me, can't try me. I mean run the place, but now see me fierce, cause me good to go. Me good to go, bad man them can't hold me, can't touch me. Everybody shout for me, them send for me, me good to go.
Me good to go.
How are them feel like them things say we go down? We bought it off him in them run out of town. We are go bad, knocking me with a fee a dollar upon. What them feel like them things say we are go cry. Come give them a smile, make them know say we not frown. No matter what them a go to, yo, them can.
Another million
take where
class.
Me from. Wicked them can't hold me, can't try me. I mean run the place, but now see me fierce, cause me good to go.
What? Another brand new classic and exclusive out of here. Yeah. I guess it's not your first time being heard, but for your information, it's 2018 release. Of course, yes, Saji and his reggae network down there in Ghana, they are good to go. If they are good to go, we are also good to go, yeah? Let me go on the line back and welcome him. Saji.
Boom.
Fire. Everything, Chris,
yeah,
out of there?
Good to go, good to go.
Yes, sir, 2018. No matter what the mago say, we good to go. It seems that it seems like the VGMA Vodafone Ghana Music Awards does not consider submission from any good and award-deserving reggae dancehall artists whose songs are not played much on radio. You are also affected by this long shun. Does it discourage you in any way?
Yeah, man, you know, when we say radio play, Sajifu is one of the artists that is getting a lot of radio play when it comes to reggae music. Sajifu tune a boom up everywhere. You know, but you see, most of the industry players have what we call ulterior motive agenda.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Osadipu is not too much interested of the award. If the award, me fine. But what I'm trying to say is that the VGMA, whatever they do, I consider it as their own affair. You know, because sometimes they have what they want and what they are looking for, and they may think Osadipu doesn't fit in that criteria. Or something, but I don't care. What I'm much concerned is about the people, because I sing for the people. I don't sing for VGMA. You understand? So whatever they are doing is their own affair, because they have their own ulterior motive. They have their own friends they want to award them. They have their own friend management artists they want to award. So, but the Ghanaians and the public, them know that when it comes to reggae music, it's a Sajifu.
Yeah, man.
Because from... nobody has ever defended reggae music. Sajifu is the only artist who never switched. Some artists do reggae and people like them. They go and do high life because they will tell them, oh, reggae, Ghanaians don't like reggae. But Osadifo has never switched from that. Osadifo has been defending reggae music from way back. So if VGMA doesn't want to acknowledge that, I see the award as their own affair, and I'm not even so much interested in the award. All what I'm interested is that the masses will accept me. The ghetto youth, them will see me as a general, you know. The poor people, them will see me as a defender. Yeah, you man. Know, that is what my focus is, you know, yeah, man, to sing for the masses. Because when I have the people, then I don't care about VGMA. Yeah, VGMA man. Is just a tiny dot in Ghana, you know, yeah, man. Yeah. Even though they give them money to do the awards, and they choose not to do the awards based on merit, mm-hmm. but choose their own friend artists who cannot even defend reggae music on the international platforms. You know, so those who know Osadifo knows that we are the people doing the real reggae. A lot of people know that VGMA is fake,
yeah.
because they have their own ulterior motive agenda. They have their favoritism mm-hmm. that they are promoting. They have their own artists that they want to push. So I'm not much concerned about VGMA. What I'm concerned is the ghetto youth them seeing my music creating impact in their life mm-hmm. is to see the mothers singing about the mothers, singing about the problems. See,
another brilliant classic.
Yeah, Osadifo.
Yeah, yeah. You know, so I mean, to let the people come back. I mean, they told that they're in a Babylon. They said Babylon can't change me. They said Bobby. They said Kanewu. They understand. So you should know the kind of artist which Osadifo is. I'm not so much concerned about the award, which has their own specific criteria. You know, I don't care. You know, I sing about the problems. I am more of a social commentator. And what I'm much concerned is to get my award.
I hope each and everyone is enjoying themselves. This one is live and direct straight from Ghana, Africa. You don't know. Ever blessed. Let it go when I raise two.
Bless it.
Saji, the line was hacking. I get you back. Minutes approaching the hour of 12, yeah, hanging on with my eye dream Osadifo, the simple entertainer, reasoning with us. Let me go on back on the line and catch you live back again. Saji, are you back on the line?
Yes, I'm here waiting, my brother.
Yes, I am. I was reasoning with you about the commercial play of the reggaeton, but yeah, of course, yes, you defended yourself, you know. Reading the Ghana music industry, Nick Kinley, how far is underground reggae dancehall music from the mainstream?
Yeah, man, you see, Ghana has been a place that since the reggae dancehall thing get big, most of the artists do their own shows. There is a platform that is supposed to rope in more artists, like the shows in the stadium and thing. But as I'm telling you now, Ghana music industry has been a very delicate music industry. It's not a music industry that is open for more artists. The people them close it for only some few artists, you know. They are not even like four artists that is getting big money,
mm-hmm.
you know. So, but the underground them, like some of us, as long as we are alive and around, we've been creating our own platform for them with good quality sound system,
mm-hmm.
and good stage light and everything. We keep everything standard. So the underground still have hope and they still have future, because music business is like that. All what you need is to build up your fan base and make your business with them. So that is Osagyefo's focus now, to focus on the fans, not focus on the industry players and what they want to do and what they want you to do, how they want you to dress and how they want you to make your hair. Me not in that. All what Osagyefo is much concerned is your good music that the people them, it can create some awareness in the people, their life. All what I'm concerned is for the people to say that Osagyefo, we love your music. You know, so the industry and the underground artists, there is a big gap, but who knows? Most of the artists who are big now started from underground as well. So all what we tell the artists not to give up. We are there to create a platform for them to build up themselves, to get themselves consistent, you know, for the right time. You know, and we keep advising them not to watch an industry player. You know, you should keep doing your thing and focus on the people, you know, because that's what matters. If you get distracted by the industry players, you know, you can't do much, because normally they themselves, they don't do much. Only they have the platforms to influence the thing. But we are on the grounds. We are the people doing the rating. You know, them, even they do show once a year. So the underground artists are still good to go, even though there's a big gap between the main industry and the underground artists. But music is like that. You can create your own fan base. Ghana is about 25 million population. If you can even get about 500,000 of them and do business with, you're good to go.
Yes, sir. But don't you think your strong social criticism and political criticism makes the key players distinct themselves from you?
But I think, I don't think, but they are not supposed to, because as long as I'm saying the right thing, because music must address the people. There is no need promoting song that make people fight one another.
Yeah, man.
Because if you are promoting song that people fight one another and leave song that create an awareness that can topple the ruling class. Because my destiny is that, you know, some people are controlling the system. We must use the musical platform to topple those people, to make sure that there is equal allocation of resources for all. So Osagyefo is not for myself. Some artists are for themselves. They only boast and brag, and the industry is giving them more opportunity than artists who sing to bring equal opportunity to everybody. Artists who sing to bring love and respect and oneness and create an awareness of love, peace and respect as a people. Then it's their own palaver. But how long can they sue the industry? Because the people who made the positive music is do timeless music. You know, some artists come and fade, but people who do positive music are there to stay. You know, so we'll keep the music social. So Osagyefo is not just an entertainer. I'm also a social commentator. You know, I sing about the issues, which I love doing. I don't want to engage in any chicken foot war, any rivalry war with any artist that cannot, you know, that cannot bring any positive vibe to the people, because the industry love that. So I should go and do that.